It's a pleasure to go to speak with the chair of the 85th Annual Bronc Day Festival that's happening in Green Mountain Falls. Lisa Bonwell is joining me right now. She's the chair. Lisa, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hi, Dan.
It is so great to talk to you about this festival. I've always heard about it, but I've never been there. So I know that it's coming up here soon. First off, what is the Bronc Day Festival? What is this Bronc Days, and what will be happening during the 85th year celebration?
So Bronc Day is an annual celebration started in 1939 here in Green Mountain Falls. And there were a lot of horses here back in the day. We had two horse stables, and so it's a way of celebrating summer visitors and the townspeople of Green Mountain Falls and horses all in one.
And everybody's invited to attend this, right? So, and I love what the theme is this year, past, present, and future of communities up and down UPass.
Correct. So, yes, this is a free, family-oriented festival. It is, we have a theme this year, so UPass, past, present, and future. And we encourage folks to come, dress in costume. You can be an old vintage cowboy. You can be an outer space robot, you know, that's landing here. Anything goes.
Yeah.
We encourage families to even join and walk in the parade with us.
That sounds great. Okay, so now when does all of this take place?
So it starts early in the morning on this Saturday, July 29th.
Okay.
We're starting with the pancake breakfast from 7 to 10. The parade starts at 10. At 11 until 3, we have 45 arts and crafts vendors. We have kids' activities. We have the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo will be here. There's going to be a big telescope, the Mobile Earth Observatory will be here. It's going to be fantastic. We have magicians. We have princesses dancing. The Cripp Creek Donkeys are going to be here. Ella the Pig. It's going to be great fun.
It's awesome because, you know, when you're driving up that way, a lot of times my wife and I go up to Woodland Park and just, you know, kind of walk around the old historic areas of Woodland Park. But Green Mountain isn't like a destination that I've ever really stopped by. So it will be noticeable because there's going to be a lot of people around there, isn't there?
That's right. It's a little well kept. It's a little hamlet just off of 24 in between Manitou and Woodland Park. We're welcoming everyone to come and see us. It's beautiful. 10 degrees cooler in Green Mountain Falls all the time. So something to keep in mind. Everything is free. We have a little swimming pool that'll be open for free swimming. So you can beat the heat as well.
It is really going to be fun. I mean, I can't imagine. It sounds like, you know, when parents are always looking for those events that they can get out and get their kids active and get them busy. It sounds like this is one of those because, as you mentioned, everything is free. All activities for families are free. And the things that you just mentioned, the monster truck inflatable slides and the face painting and the rubber duck races. And I mean, it just sounds like just a very fun time. And it all starts with the Bronc Day Parade starting at 10 o'clock. So what's the parade route look like?
Well, we march all the way through town, turn around, and go back. The town is very small, so you'll get to see everything twice, and it's going to be a great time. It starts with the pancake breakfast, so you can come and eat. And then we also have four food trucks. We have restaurants in town, the Pantry Restaurant, Mucky Duck, and the Blue Moose will also have food, so you can come and spend the whole day. It's going to be great.
Now, word on the street is, and I'm not sure if you can verify this or not, but you're going to have the best UPass pie contest. I mean, that's worth its weight in gold, isn't it? So how's that going to work?
Absolutely. So we actually have a pie connoisseur that lives right here in Green Mountain Falls who's giving free lessons on Friday. It's all on our website. You can take a look and learn how to make an amazing pie crust. You can go home, fill it, bring it back for a pie judging contest. We have several professional chefs from around the area that are going to be judges, and you can enter, kids can enter, amateurs, or even at a professional level if you're a restaurant or whatnot, bring your pies out. So that's going to be another great event, and then we're going to eat the pies afterwards, so it's going to be really fun.
So just to kind of on a personal level, what's your favorite pie?
Oh, well, rhubarb, of course.
Rhubarb. Ooh. I didn't, that didn't even cross my mind. I was thinking maybe apple or cherry. Or maybe even peach would be good. Yeah, rhubarb. Boy, that, man, that sounds good. Now that's worth the price of admission. Okay, so you can register online if you want to enter that pie contest by going to bronkdayfestival.org. That's bronkdayfestival.org. If you missed anything here today that we talked about, you can always go back to cardio.com, go to our podcast page, select this interview, and you can just listen to all the details of what's happening again. It's well worth the wait and the time to go up to Green Mountain Falls. It looks like weather-wise it's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday. Wish you all the best. And Lisa, thanks for joining us on Cardio's Midday Edition. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Hope everybody comes and sees us.